النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdha' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaikati wa mahdi qalba.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he was the 10th divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure branch from the tree of Nubuwa, the tree of prophethood, and he was a brilliantly shining bow from the tree of Imama. It was by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his fathers that the Almighty Allah has consolidated Islam and exalted monotheism.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. Now, there's a very interesting dialogue which isn't necessarily from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, but it is about Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and it points towards the amazing knowledge and wisdom and intellectual abilities and intelligence of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So after having assassinated Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim, he charged Umar bin al-Faraj to go to the city of Medina and choose a teacher for Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, who was at the time 6 years and some months old. Now, the point of appointing a teacher for Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was so that the Abbasid Caliphate could say that they are the ones who nurtured and taught this divinely appointed Imam. And so Mu'tasim Abbasi, he asked Umar bin Faraj to go and choose a teacher, but choose a teacher that is one of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, so that the teacher would feed this six-year-old Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam the enmity and hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this person by the name of Umar, he came to the city of Medina, and the people told him that an individual by the name of Junaidi has intense ill will towards the Alawis and towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and that he should be chosen as a teacher. So they chose this guy Junaidi as a teacher, and he went and he started to have some lessons with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, but he was amazed at the incredible intelligence and this surreal wisdom and really this divine knowledge of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So one day somebody asked Junaidi, "So tell us about this boy, Imam al-Hadi, whom you teach." And so Junaidi replied angrily. He said, "Do you say this boy? Should you not rather say this esteemed sheikh, this learned scholar? I ask you by Allah, do you know anyone in Medina more in knowledge and literature than myself?" So the guy said, "No, Junaidi, you are the most knowledgeable in Medina as far as I know." And then this Junaidi, he replies, "I mentioned some matters of literature and think that I have elaborated upon them, but Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam opens sections of literature where I myself learn from him. People think that I teach him, but by Allah, It is I who learn from him. And so, dear friends, here we find that despite the great enmity that this individual had against the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and against the Alawis, when faced and confronted with the Hujjah and the proof of the Almighty Allah, this individual, Junaidi, was not able to do anything. And matter of fact, he admitted that the knowledge of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, who was only approximately 6 years old and a few months on top of that, you know, he admitted to the knowledge and wisdom of this infallible Imam. And so we too should really believe and have faith in this all-encompassing knowledge of the infallible and immaculate Imams. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
This Yusuf bin Yaqub came to our home in Baghdad, and he became the guest of my father. They were good friends on family level. And he says, my father asked him, what brings you to Baghdad? And he says, I have been summoned by Mutawakkil to go and see him. And so this person continues in the narration. He says he left Baghdad to go to Samarra, which was the capital at that time. And he says he came back 3 days later on, happy and safe. That was the main thing. And so my father asked him, you know, what happened? He said, I went to Samarra, went to a person where I was going to stay, and I asked him that, can you take me to the house of Ibn al-Raza? Ibn al-Raza is the title of the 9th and 10th and 11th Imam. Because Imam Raza alayhi salam was very famous during his days, his son, grandson, and great-grandson also were all known by the title of Ibn al-Raza. And the host said to him that, don't you know that the Mutawakkil has forbidden Ibn al-Raza to come out of his house? He was kind of in a house arrest, and nobody is allowed to go and see him. So this Christian, Yusuf bin Ya'qub, says, you know, I was thinking, what do I do? I would like to pay this money before I go and see Mutawakkil. He says, then an idea came to my mind. If your intentions are clear, Allah gives you the way. He says, I thought about it for a while, and then an idea came to me that I'll go out. Allah will take me to where I want to go. And he says, you know, the donkey went from one alley to another until he reached to a door, and he stopped. And we tried to, you know, make him move forward, and he wouldn't move forward. So then he says, I asked my slave to go and ask around, whose house is this? And the response came, Hadhi Daru Ibn al-Ridha. This is the house of Ibn al-Raza. So he said, if, you know, this is the most sufficient proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. And then they knocked on the door, a servant came in. And as soon as the servant saw me, he says, he asked him, Anta Yusuf bin Ya'qub? Without even, you know, him saying anything. And he says, to me, this was the second indication that I'm in the right place. That I didn't even give my name, and they already know about me. So he, you know, called me in to sit in the front area of the house. And then he says, the servant came in again, and he says, you have 100 dinars with you? Give me that envelope. And he says, well, hadhihi thalitha, this is the third indication. I had not yet even talked to them about why I'm here. And then he came again, the servant, and he said, come inside, you have been called. And so he says, he went to the imam, I talked to him, he says, I told him, you know, I don't need to really discuss anything more. The signs that I have seen are sufficient. But imam asked him, but are you not yet ready? And he hesitated. And then Imam, by himself, he said, I know you will die as a Christian. You will not become a Muslim. But you have a son by this name. He will become a Muslim, not only a Muslim, he will become from the Shias of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salatu wassalam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.